أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're continuing with our look at Quran City. We're now going to start focusing on Muhammad Square. Now, Muhammad Square consists of 12 chapters or 12 surah. And I'd like to start with my favorite ones, which is Ahlul Bayt Circle. Now, we've cornered off a little bit there. And there's two chapters here. One is Surah Al-Dahr or Surah Al-Insan, which is surah number 76. And that surah is known as the surah of the Ahlul Bayt. And then there is Surah Al-Kawthar, which is surah number 108, which is dedicated to Sayyida Fatima, who is literally the core of the Ahlul Bayt. But today we will look at Surah Al-Dahr or Surah Al-Insan. Benefits of recitation: if you've got heart ailments, heart hurts, heart problems, recite it on water and drink it. It's a surah that takes you to Jannah, and you get victory when you are debating or you are in a difficult situation with somebody. So let's look at the surah. It's a Madani surah, and the focus, there's three focuses here: the origin, the guidance, and the purpose of life. Ungratefulness versus gratitude. I'd call it a surah of gratitude in essence. And then there is a detailed picture of Jannah. In other words, it talks about the drinks that will be served in Jannah. So let's see why it is known as the surah of the Ahlul Bayt. In ayat or verses 5 to 22, it describes the recompense of the walking, talking righteous, of those who live gratitude. And it gives the example of the family of Imam Ali, Sayyida Fatima, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and Fizza. Imam Hassan and Hussein were unwell, and the Prophet suggested that Imam Ali make a vow and do dua for their recovery. And the whole family vowed, or made a nazr, as it's called, to fast for 3 days. So they fasted the first day, and Imam Ali brought some barley, which Sayyida ground to flour, and used a third of it to make bread. At the time of breaking the fast, a needy person comes to the door asking for food, and they gave all they had, breaking their fast with water. The following day, she uses the second third to make barley bread, and an orphan comes. And then on the third day, a captive comes, and both days, or all 3 days, they gave their bread away and they broke their fast with water. It is after this that these verses were revealed, with Jibreel congratulating the Prophet about his family. Their words are timeless when they said, "Innama nut'imukum liwajhi Allah, la nuridu minkum jaza'an wala shukura." We only feed you for Allah's sake. We do not want any reward, no thanks from you. Inna nakhafu min rabbina yawman abusan qamtarira. We are in awe, or we are cognizant of a day which will hold distress and sadness. And they're talking about the accountability on the Day of Judgment. And the recompense, Allah says in Ayah 11, is فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. Allah will protect them from evil on that day. وَلَكَّاهُمْ نَذْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. And He will meet them with ease and happiness. That's phenomenal. So we've divided the surah into four sections. And the first section is Ayah 1 to 3. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the purpose of life. This surah is also known as Hal Ata, with it, which is what the surah starts with, which means has there not come. And it's also called Al Dahr, which is endless time. And that is actually encompassed in the first ayah, when Allah says, Hal Ata lil insaniyinum min al dahri lam yakun shayyam madhkura. There was definitely, has there not come a time over the human being, a period of time when he was a thing not worth mentioning. If you add 9 months to your age right now, nobody even knew that you would be existing. And then he says, "Inna hadaynahu sabila." This is ayah 3. We have shown you the way. Imma shakiran wa imma kafura. And you have the free will to either be thankful or ungrateful. And in the next section, which is only one ayah, he shows the consequence of ungratefulness. He says, "Inna a'tazna lil kafirina." We have prepared for those who cover up the truth, salasila wa aghlala wa sa'ira, chains and shackles and a burning fire. And that is simply a manifestation of when we shackle and chain ourselves or exploit others and cause agitation or burning in others. Then, oh my goodness, in section 3, which is Isaiah 5 to 22, not only does it detail the story that I just mentioned about the house of Imam Ali and Sayyidah Fatima, but there is a detailed picture of Jannah. From the cooling and good-smelling drink which is flavored with camphor in Ayah 5 to Ayah 6, where it's like on a tap waiting to be opened. And Allah talks about the walking, talking righteous as though those who fulfill their pledges and those who are cognizant of the day of Qiyamah, the day of accountability. He mentions the recompense of joy and gardens and silk and couches and shade from the scorching sun and the biting cold. Drink served in crystal clear silver, both the cooling drinks we talked about and warming drinks, or drinks that are warm, which are flavored with ginger from a spring called Salsabil, which means something that goes down easy, that doesn't get stuck. There's the clothing of silk and brocade. Oh, by the way, it's green. And expensive accessories of bracelets. And they're told, إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. This is your reward. Your efforts have been well appreciated. You gotta read it. It's phenomenal. And then section 4 is all about connecting to divinity. There's 5 instructions for the Prophet. In Ayah 24, sabr, patience, persevere, and have patience. And then don't take heed of those who have covered up the truth, those who are ungrateful. The third thing, remember Allah all the time. He says, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ بُكْرَةً وَعَصِيلًا. Declare His perfection in the morning and in the evening. Number 4, Salatul Layl and reciting the Quran at night. In Ayah 26, he says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا. During part of the night, submit to him in sajda and declare his perfection. And then a stark reminder about the Quran and our free will, where we have a choice. He says, إِنَّ هَذِهِ تَذْكِرَةٌ. Indeed, surely, this is a powerful reminder. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. And whoever wishes and takes it will find the right way. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to find the right way to reach our full potential and therefore His pleasure. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.